Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here. Well, Peter Morici, our friend and the economist at the University of Maryland and professor of economics at the University of Maryland, said it right there at the top of the show. Is it possible to regulate Wall Street in the creative era of derivatives and other very, very creative and exotic kinds of securities? Well, President Obama thinks it is possible, and he sort of set up this apparent inconsistency in some strong words at Manhattan's Federal Hall overlooking the Wall Street and the New York Stock Exchange yesterday here in New York.
These rules must be developed in a way that doesn't stifle innovation and enterprise. And I want to say very clearly here today, we want to work with the financial industry to achieve that end.
Well, it's a tough challenge, and regulatory reform is the watchword both in Washington and on Wall Street. Who's listening? Well, let's find out. Certainly this morning, Arthur Levitt is listening. He's a senior advisor with the Carlyle Group, former chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. He joins us from the nation's capital. Good morning, Arthur Levitt.
Good morning.
And Peter Morici, of course, still with us, economist and business professor at the University of Maryland. Let me just ask you, Arthur Levitt, do you agree with Peter Morici that there is an essential, perhaps, inconsistency between the creativity in the derivatives market and this idea of traditional regulation that Barack Obama talked about yesterday in his speech on Wall Street?
Well, I think the president's heart is in the right place, but his proposals are fairly general. He mentioned derivatives only once in the speech. And the real problem here is the executive branch has abdicated so much of the regulatory responsibility to the legislative branch, and Congress is enthralled to corporate interests to such an extent that the likelihood of any kind of financial reform this year, I think, is very remote.
You know, your resume, Arthur Levitt, really straddles a huge roadmap of this entire landscape. I mean, as an advisor with the Carlyle Group, but also former chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, I mean, up there at Carlyle, do you feel even remotely regulated as a private equity firm by Washington?
Private equity really has not been regulated up to now, nor do I think that private equity was nearly at the heart of the problems that involved us. I think the real issues here are regulating the banks, having the banks disclose exactly the level of liabilities that they have. The real issue is accounting issues, and the independence of the Independent Accounting Center has been compromised by being browbeaten by the Congress. So we've got a situation where of all the constituents in the United States for our markets, the business constituents have the upper hand, and the individual investor really is in bad shape. The president spoke about the investor protection organization that he is so passionate about establishing. I don't give that better than a 50-50 chance of seeing the light of day.
All right, let's get a comment from Peter Morici. Do you think an investor protection agency, whether it's residing in the Fed or in the Treasury Department, is first of all likely to pass? Arthur Levitt gives it less than 50-50. What do you think? And are those kinds of regulations what's needed here?
Well, yeah, I think it's the wrong thing to do. I don't think an investor protection agency would work. The bottom line is we have to effectively regulate the kinds of risks that banks take. You know, if the banks hold a collateralized debt obligation and they buy a swap to basically do a loss stop, then we need to know that swap is backed up by real assets, essentially derivatives that are used as insurance policies for financial institutions that are going to be guaranteed by the government explicitly or implicitly, have to be backed up by the necessary assets so that the institutions won't fail in a downdraft in the market.
Well, let's back up. Let's just back out and get some of those details and try to elucidate that for listeners if we could. Now, does that mean that the government becomes like a Moody's rating agency
where they identify
risk?
When you buy an insurance policy, the government requires that the insurance company have adequate assets to pay you.
I see.
Life insurance isn't a big deal because we have actuarial tables, but hurricane insurance, okay? Whereas the banks were buying swaps, say, from AIG to ensure that the collateralized debt obligations on their SIVs would not impose loss beyond a certain point. But AIG didn't have assets to back up the swaps. And on top of that, people were trading in swaps as basically gambling.
All right, so in a regulatory regime that covers this, AIG would be required to have cash in the bank to back each one of those credit default swaps. That's the kind of regulation that Obama is calling for, right?
No. I think there's a much greater problem than this. We have institutions, banks, that are now too big to fail. The government has taken the position of salvaging just about every major financial institution in America. That has a vast, vast danger to the system, and that has not been addressed by the administration's proposals. The propping up of banks such as Citibank and the Bank of America, in my judgment, was just plain wrong. When we closed down the Chorus Bank last week, that bank should have been closed down 2 years ago. If the banking system is fragile, if investors cannot trust the banking system, there cannot be any kind of consumer confidence, which is essential to restoring balanced, reasonable, fair markets.
All right,
I agree with Arthur on that.
All right, let me just remind people, we're speaking with Arthur Levitt, senior advisor with the Carlyle Group, former chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and of course, Peter Morici, frequent takeaway guest, economist and business professor at the University of Maryland. Guys, you know, I have to say, I kind of wish we invited somebody on the program who could, you know, maybe a Larry Summers or something who could advocate for the Obama position, because it sounds like both of you are saying that essentially the White House is in collusion with the kind of business as usual mentality on Wall Street, and we're not going to get a lot of change.
I am not saying that. I am saying that the administration is so committed to health care reform that they simply lack the power and the staying power to overcome the influence of the business community on Congress, who will be the ultimate arbiters of whether we get reform and what kind of reform it might be.
I see. Peter Morici, what about the argument that, hey, look, things are doing fine, we've hit bottom here, we dodged a bullet in the financial markets, everything is fine, we'll get some regulation, maybe not the hardest core regulatory regime, but things are fine, don't worry.
Well, we haven't changed the fundamental activities that gave rise to the crisis in the first place. They're back to writing highly engineered products. They're putting aside large sums of money for huge bonuses, as opposed to stocking up money for when those derivatives may cause problems. So it's business as usual on Wall Street. There's no reason to expect that this won't happen again. Now, we have changed the mortgage writing process, but they found new places to make money by writing highly engineered products, so there is an issue. And Arthur's quite right. I mean, the chairman of the Democratic Senator's Campaign Fundraising Committee last cycle was Chuck Schumer. It's no secret why. I mean, he's the senator from New York, and he has, you know, access to Wall Street and so forth. Wall Street is pouring so much money into Congress that it's wholly compromised. And
well, but let's talk about
the administration has abdicated regulatory responsibility, not just this administration, the last administration as well, to the Congress, and so they're counting on folks that are essentially taking a great deal of money.
Well, but let me just back you off there for a second.
You need to look at Summers' disclosure statement and how much money he took from Wall Street just before going into the White House.
All right, let's talk about Chris Dodd for a moment before we go, because we got about a minute left, and I think it bears mentioning that Christopher Dodd in Connecticut, Democratic senator, who is the chairman of the committee that's going to oversee this legislation, is really fighting an uphill battle in his own state because he's associated with the big bonuses on Wall Street and at AIG. Do you have any confidence in Chris Dodd carrying the flag for regulation and basically banking his political future on getting something tough into a new law? Peter Morici and then Arthur Levitt.
Well, I don't think it's fair to pick on Chris. because the system requires these guys to raise lots of $5,000 contributions to run for office. And the places where you can find them are Silicon Valley, Hollywood, and Wall Street, because you have a lot of highly paid executives. And as a consequence, whether it's Chris Dodd or someone else, they're going to have taken substantial campaign. You can rest assured that his opponent is going to get a lot of cash from Wall Street. They're going to hedge their bet.
Yeah.
So getting rid of Chris Dodd is not the problem. The problem is the campaign finance system and the fact that the guys who are running for, that are going to be on the banking committee will all have that problem.
All right, Peter Morici, economist and business professor at the University of Maryland. Arthur Levitt, give us a final word, Arthur.
Than almost anyone else in the Congress. I think that he understands that his election is probably dependent upon the image that he's trying to establish of being a populist. He knows the issues. I personally know that he's working very hard on a reform bill that will give greater power.
That's a positive for Chris Dodd. We're going to have to leave it there. Arthur Levitt, senior advisor and former chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and also Peter Morici, Regulations in Washington.